Hey, Daily Shine listeners, it's Mara here. I'm one of the co-founders of Shine. We created Shine to make daily self-care easier and more inclusive for all of us. My co-founder and I met at work and really bonded over the fact that mainstream wellness often left us feeling left out. Our skin color, our body types, the things we struggled with, it often felt like it wasn't really being talked about in traditional meditation apps. We created Shine because we knew that there were millions of people like us around the world who wanted to feel seen, heard, and understood. We all just want accessible support for a few minutes a day that meets us where we are. It's why we built the Shine app, the first app that offers inclusive daily self-care support from morning to night. We have over 4 million members in 189 countries, and we would love for you to become one of them. For a limited time, podcast listeners can get 50% off their first year of Shine Premium. Head to theshineapp.com/50 to get started. That's theshineapp.com/50.
Welcome to Your Daily Shine, the podcast meets meditation from the Shine app. Time to connect with yourself, the world around you, and what you want from your day. Hi all, Mel here. What's on your to-do list for this week? To-do lists can be incredible tools. They allow us to prioritize our tasks and structure how we want to spend our time. And there's nothing like crossing something off a list. But it's also easy for our to-do lists to feel overwhelming, especially if we feel like we aren't making progress. So this week, I want to try reframing our to-do lists as self-care lists, because so many of the things on your list help you show up for yourself and others. So, let's reframe how you're spending your time and energy. Grab your journal to complete today's exercise, or reflect mentally if that feels better for you. Press pause if you need to get your materials and come back when you're ready. To start, find a comfortable position. And soften your gaze or close your eyes. Let's take an energizing breath in together through our nose and release through our mouth. And again. Good. Notice where your body meets the earth. Center yourself on that point of connection and imagine energy moving up from the ground, up along your spine, until that energy finally rises up and out through the crown of your head. Breathe from this place of power for a few moments on your own. Now, bring your awareness to your heart. If you can, take a moment to roll your shoulders up and back, opening up your chest. And if it feels good, place your arms behind your back and grab opposite elbows. Or clasp your hands behind your back. Whatever serves you is perfect at this moment. Keep breathing. Allow your breath to fill the new passages that you have created in your heart space. Sometimes, when we open our chest, we find tension elsewhere. Feel free to address that tension as you need. You know your body, and this stretch is meant to serve you. I'll give you a few more breaths here. Great job. Let your arms rest at your sides. If you're journaling, gently open your eyes and bring the space you're in back into focus. If you're mentally reflecting, you're welcome to keep them closed. Let's start by reflecting on what you want to accomplish today. Take a moment to jot down your actual to-do list. Whatever you hope to get done. Big tasks, small ones, work or personal items. Try to include a relaxing activity or two for yourself to keep things balanced. I'll give you a minute. Start to wind down. I'll give you 10 more seconds. Each of the tasks on your list can have a deeper significance. They may give you the opportunity to learn more, care for yourself or your loved ones, or provide some much-welcomed joy to your day. For example, picking up a prescription is you taking care of your health. Sending that email is you building community. All acts of self-care. Take a minute to review your list and try to find that deeper self-care meaning. Notice how your tasks serve you or the people you care about. Write it next to the original item to see that transformation. Not everything may translate, and that's okay. Just try your best. amazing job. Let's end with a moment for self-compassion. Ask yourself, what would it look like to be kind to myself, no matter what I accomplish? Write out or think through this answer. Amazing job today. I hope this outlook helps you in the week ahead. Let's take one last deep breath together. In. And out. And say this with me. I can care for myself today. I can care for myself today. This day is yours. You got this. If you liked today's meditation, we have so many more waiting for you in the Shine app. Click the link in today's show notes to get started.